Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. Evidently, we were having some technical difficulties, but they have been resolved. Let us rapidly get into the devotion. In James chapter 4, James chapter 5, brother, we're in verse number 3. James in this section, verses 1 through 6, gives a summons to the rich. In verse number 1, he asked them to weep and howl if you are hoarding wealth. Last week, we talked about that the first summon was to weep and howl, for wealth is not lasting. It's not going to be with us always. We came into this world with nothing, and we shall return without anything as well. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at, well, we should weep and howl for hoarding wealth condemns the wealthy. Verse number 3. When we talk about hoarding, we're talking about tight-fistedness. We're talking about illiberality. We're talking about being stingy. We're talking about stockpiling up for selfish reasons and not being concerned about the needs of others who are in need. So James is warning, giving a stern warning against this. In verse number 3, James says that wealth condemns us in 3 ways. Number 1, wealth will stand as a witness against us. When? Now, and in the day of judgment. When we hoard money and live extravagantly and lavishly, 4 persons see something. Every person who is concerned with the desperate needs of the world sees that we are living a selfish life. All of these cares and wish that the rich and hoarding will wake up and get to the task that is there, the task of meeting the desperate needs of the world. So every person sees that. Every poor and needy person sees that we're living a selfish and hoarding life. They see that some of the rich care and others do not. All others in the world, including those who are rich and hoarding, see that the rich are living a selfish and hoarding life. But they ignore the fact and do not care enough to change or to fulfill their duty to the world and God. And most significantly, God sees that we're living a selfish and hoarding life. Sometimes the rich have to fear the poor because the poor sometimes rise up against the rich and threaten and destroy their lives. But the rich must always fear God, for God is the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. What is the point, Brother Jones? The point is this. Our wealth and hoarding stand as a witness against us even while we're on earth. But the witness that we must fear the most is the witness that shall be born in the terrible day of eternal judgment. Not only will wealth stand against us as a witness, but wealth shall eat our flesh as a fire. If we hoard money, the passion to hoard more and more will burn within us. The more we hoard, the more we will desire and lust to hoard, and more lust will burn within us, and the passion for more and more will consume us. That's why some members of the church never make it to worship on Sundays. They are so busy making money and hoarding money for selfish reasons. They even turn their back on God, even worshiping God. We will never be satisfied and fulfilled in life. The fire of passion and lust for wealth will destroy us both now and forever. It will eat our flesh and become the consuming fire and passion of our lives. It will burn and burn, consume and consume until it eternally destroys us. Listen to what the book says about Judas after he betrayed Christ. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 5. Greed, hoarding. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, Paul said this, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Listen to him. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. James again said in James 5:3, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last day. Oh, that wise man Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse number 10, he said, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 9, woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may sit, set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Again, Solomon said in Proverbs 15 and verse number 27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Beloved, James is giving a stern warning about being stingy, tight-pursed, tight-fisted, illiberality, withholding when you know that people have needs and you have the resources to help those in need. And yet, as I close, I must say that we must be careful in helping people, because we have people that are professional beggars. That's what they do. But we must do it with discretion, with wisdom. When we find that people are using us, we need to cut them off. Father, our God, we thank you once again for blessing us and enabling us to be a part of this devotion. We ask that you bless everyone on the call. We ask that you be mindful of Sister Pam and Kennedy as they perhaps are still in New York. We pray that everything went accordingly, that the surgery that was performed on Kennedy was a success, that she is recovering well, that she will soon be able to go home if she's not already at home. We ask, Father, that you will go with us through the remaining of this day. Help us to be mindful of how good you are to us in spite of ourselves. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen.